the dead. They worry I won't keep the graves when they're gone. See my mother brushing off her hands at her mother's grave, surveying lots, approving and disapproving care and neglect, my father deep in thought. The trees above them are the gods of Massachusetts, big-handed and quiet, tall fathers approving the play of children in the yard. Somehow the graves meant new stories about who was buried underneath, our dead becoming more real, not only more gone. When I walk with the dead here in my village, I want them to say more than their names and relations, lambs on children's stones, more than the dates that must mean influenza or some illness that doesn't kill us anymore. I don't want to walk the rows anymore wondering what shape stone I want, which says more, the obelisk or the square, marble or granite, and am I the wife of someone or am I not? I want something to happen here, some kind of story. Maybe the little ghost from my house will pick up her dress and run to show me her name. Or a flood will wash away the riverbank and a knot of bones. Or, slow motion, a hand will work its way up through the grass. Something the graves can do to us, the way they trip me when I walk over them, the soil a bit lower where they have settled. These long dead I can play whimsy with. Unlike the dead, my parents will be unbearable and new.